Talking about, see, yeah, we're not going for it. I'm gonna do it only because you said to do it. I'm gonna do it.
No, like you know what I've noticed. Like with your timeline, you're not one of those people that because the thing is, we don't, whether you're in a relationship or not a relationship, you don't tell all your relationship business on Facebook. And you're
the type
of people I walk with. You said what now?
I don't put my business on Facebook. As far as the internet knows, I'm single and lonely and broke. That's all they need to know. They don't need to worry about what's going on in my life. My finances, my love life, all that, that's my business. It's not for the internet. That's how drama gets started. I don't have time for that.
Here's my thing about it, JoJo. All my people are asking me, but it's like the status, putting the face, putting the racial status and stuff, and post, like the racial status is like fake. It's like the or people who see that, they only, you know, it's weird. It doesn't really mean anything. You see it,
nobody
and, well.
Half the guys
that's
on
all
Facebook,
they
don't care. Half the guys on Facebook and half the females on Facebook, they don't care if a guy or a girl is in a relationship, because if they are attracted to them, they're going to try and holler. And then if
you're
single, it doesn't matter.
You know what I respect about that statement you just made? See, you didn't attack one side. You came out and said the guys and the girls. I've been telling you that all the time. Like, it's not just one side. Like, we in a time where it's going for both sides.
It is both. I have homeboys that are married, and I've seen girls trying to get at them, knowing that their relationship status says married, knowing that they have pictures of their significant other. And I've seen females trying to get at them and vice versa. I've seen homegirls or females on my Facebook that are in relationships, they put it and they still have guys trying to get at them.
Now, see, my thing is, if you're married, that's one thing. It's if you're in these casual behind relationships. Like, you're in a casual relationship, and you putting all these pictures, me and Boo about to get something to eat, me and Boo about to lay down, me and Boo for to watch a movie, ooh, me and Boo. I hate that. Like, that doesn't make
you know,
like, quit telling everybody your every move.
You know what it is? Cat Williams posted this. They did a meme thingy from Cat Williams. That's not a relationship. It's a situationship.
Yes. Situationship. Like,
There's
some I say all the time, people hiring. It's like a job. We think of a job. You know, you think, you know, the things of a job you have, a full-time job, a part-time job, seasonal job, temp job, whatever. And a lot of these people, and like when you think of the job market, some people that you move up to have a full-time position don't deserve a full-time position. They were a seasonal. They should be seasonal, or they should be a part-time. You know, it should, as a matter of fact, just leave it at seasonal, because not everybody needs to make it to the next season. And some of these people, they cuffing folks that they're giving people full-time positions that's only supposed to be there for a season.
Yep.
And wonder why they like, you doing all that because you cutting your own demise.
Because you don't put your business on social media. You don't put your relationship status up there. You don't put all the details going on, because once you start talking shit about somebody, everybody's going to look at it like that, and they're going to start attacking that person, and they don't even know what's going on. You don't put your business out there. You're supposed to keep that to yourself and, like, close to people that you can trust.
Right. Or, you know, I'm fine. You know what? I'm fine with the occasional. And I mean, as far as when you're in a relationship, marriage is a different thing. But just as a relationship, I'm fine with the occasional post, but every day you tell us every freaking thing you're doing, it gets really annoying.
It is. It's very annoying.
It's not that I'm being bitter. To me, because this is what it is. They tell all the business. They tell all the business. They're going to tell you what stuff is good, and they're going to tell you what stuff is bad. And all they're doing is creating. And they wonder why these guys, like, 30, quote unquote, thirsty, because y'all giving them a playbook on how to approach y'all, because you tell them this, and then you wonder why they hitting you up, because you already sound like you ain't in a relationship or you about to break up or something. Like, and here's my thing. They need to remove relationship paths sometimes, because some people do this. They break up every freaking week, man. It gets really old. It makes you look unstable when we have to see on Facebook, because you want to put your business out there, that y'all breaking up every week. It doesn't make you look, it doesn't make you look stable at all.
It's retarded. Like, I don't think I've ever put my relationship status on Facebook, whether I've been in one or not. I just keep it to myself. The main thing I post on my Facebook is about my kids, sometimes about my modeling, and then I'm just reposting stupid stuff I see. I don't put my business out there. I keep it to myself.
Yeah, if people ask me, I'll tell them. Like, that, I honestly would. Like, but people don't. But people are not going to ask you. They don't, because they only care when it's on your Facebook. They don't add, they don't worry about it when it's not on your Facebook. So when you don't put it on there, because I don't have mine on there either. It's not because I hide it, Brett, or not. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. But they don't ask or care when you don't have it on there. Like, watch. The moment you put relationship status on there, that's when they want to start caring and be all in your business. But you ain't got it on there, they don't care.
You put it up there, they're like, congrats, when did this happen? Oh, that's fucked up. You get the good and the bad all at the same time.
And especially, I know how y'all with me at the go. I thought we had a chance. You know, y'all get some inbox as soon as y'all put them bad boys up.
I don't do anything. I don't care.
It's ridiculous. So, we gonna go to a quick song break, and we come back. We gonna chop it up some more hot mess, hot news, all that good stuff right here on Life That Does Live. Your boy Sunny J and JoJo. All right. So, and you know what's crazy? You got the same random thought before I go to my music break. You had the same last name as the main characters from Empire. Isn't that interesting? I know. That's a perfect segue for what's coming after this break.
<Uh-oh>.
All right, y'all, we'll be back.
I've been thinking all day. I think you know what I'm gonna say. I can see you really wanted to, girl. All I want is you.
Hey, baby, can I talk for a minute? Like.
girl dance since you left? I ain't really heard nobody as nice. What you do? Did you graduate from school? There's some rumors now that you take flights. You looking good, see you back on the market. When you pass, everybody looks twice. It's all love, and I know you grown up, but damn, will you pick up that mic? I did now, so thanks for asking. Was in a dark place, and I lost my passion. Embarked on a journey where the music didn't concern me. I didn't care about nothing, I don't know what happened. Feeling under pressure, confidence was lacking, and it's probably because my ex lost all attraction. And damn, that's a tough pill to swallow. Only thing I could do is drown in my sorrow. Nah, fuck that shit. I can never trust that shit. Y'all be on that old dumbass shit. Middle finger up, I be twerking in the club with my day ones, and you know they love that shit. Yeah, we look good, never answer the bad bitch. People wanna see you fail, wanna see you get ratchet. People making their assumptions, think I'm living the lavish. I ain't did nothing yet, I'm just getting established. But luckily, if I grind in due time, I can live a life of luxury. Light one for me, I don't even smoke and don't know how to roll, but they show a lot of love to me. I'm getting looks from your main, know this pimping ain't a thing. Don't be mad, cause they give a lot of hugs to me. Can't get enough for me, huh? And I don't know what it really is, but I look out for my people when they feel the kid.
You know what, I've been doing a lot of things since I've been gone. I graduated school, was looking for a job. You know, now I'm a flight attendant, so I'm always taking flights. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not to be cocky. I thank God every single day, but I have some things that I had to take care of. But you know what, it's time to get back to business, alright?
And it sucks cause I see you mad. I'm versatile with a dose of the Libra swag. And I ain't perfect, but I'm worth it more than what is on the surface. Personality is jazz like Aaliyah had. But some days couldn't, barely on my, I was on my own, couldn't. Now I'm on a, they hit up my phone, wanna peek, but I be a tease. I stay all alone, but I smile on them, then I wild on them, then I'm out on them. I'm just a youngin' trying to live a life. And I can't promise you tomorrow cause I fly tonight. So just be happy in this moment and do what I like. And I reciprocate it too as long as you're my type. A shout out to the Beano and Mac Town to the 813, yo. But listen, JA holds me down. I'm a rep to the end. Without them, no me, yo. Can't forget Blog Talking 09. All them grown folks showing me love. Computer lady, Goofy Bone said he J smells so good. Damn, we had so much fun. Fast 4 years later, probably getting no 11 button pusher and Andrew Woods. Heavy hitters, and they always going hard for a sister. So thank you, man. It's all good. Red shades, bitch.
All right, we're back right here on Life That Does Live. Your boy Sadie J, your girl JoJo. It is Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. And, yeah, man. That's some more to chop it up about. Oh, my God. I mean, during the break, I was talking to JoJo. She didn't get a chance to see Empire. Oh,
I don't
man.
Really watch TV.
I don't either. But in certain shows, I would turn TV on just to watch. Other than that, I'm usually chilling on my computer getting stuff done. So I completely agree with you. Like, I only go to TV when I'm about to go watch a few shows and I'm away from it.
Yeah, I don't watch TV really. I'm pretty much movies.
Because, see, Monday... I don't really watch other reality shows anymore. I just... They just bore me. Regular TV shows are starting to get back. You know, regular TV shows are figuring it out, man. It's like I got support when good programming is back on. I'm watching that again. I can't watch the craziness no more. It gets really whack. But today on Empire, great episode. I like it was kind of toned down. A little bit, yeah. It still had enough tea in it to keep you engaged, but oh my God, Taraji Henson, man, good God, y'all didn't catch what I was saying. I know a lot of people didn't catch what my subliminals was meaning on Facebook, but I'm gonna let it be known now what those subliminal thoughts was about. Because Taraji, you deserve to get the award for what I was talking about, man. Good God. Man, they're twice in one show. What can you ask for? Different scenes, different outfits. Taraji's ass is like, click, 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 click. That mess was unreal today. She was just walking away. She was walking away from Lucius, and her ass was just like, it just wasn't right. I was like, Taraji, all right, Taraji, cut it out. Yeah, she.
I guess I'm about to go find it online then.
Oh yeah, it's good. I mean, it's really good. Because if some people get all upset because of how much drama it is, or all make black people look bad, oh, get the heck out of here, people. Seriously, I like it. It's good. It's good. My drama is, and it mean a lot of stuff is just keep it real. It does tie into a lot of what happens in the music industry. Of course, not everything always play by play for everyone, but I mean a lot of that is pretty close to accurate, and that's what engages you in the show, and even if you're not into the music industry, it's just a good storyline, and it was written well, everything just flows together good. So yeah, it's a great show, and I can't ask them more than that, man. You get the right people together that's making magic happen. You gotta support it.
Oh, I'm
going to
look it up online and check it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, okay, now, I'm also a superhero buff. A lot of people know that. So this week was very jam-packed because Monday through Wednesday is like superhero galore, because on Mondays I got Gotham. Then on Tuesdays I got The Flash. And sometimes I watch Agent Carter, but this week it was boring, so I didn't really watch it. And then I have on Wednesdays Arrow as far as superhero stuff. And I would say back to back, Gotham was good. The Flash was good, so was Arrow. And man, I'm trying not to spoil anything, but I'm just gonna say this: definitely watch it next. If you didn't watch this week, make sure you definitely watch next week, because this week is like setting the forefront for something very crazy about to happen next week, or all three of those shows. So I definitely would say definitely check them out. Some stuff is about to go down. Oh, and I know some people are going crazy because Scandal is back tomorrow. And How to Get Away with Murder is back tomorrow. So I know I'm going to be getting my timeline to be full of that tomorrow. I don't really watch Scandal. Are you big into Scandal?
Nope.
I don't get
into TV like that.
Scandal just doesn't, I mean, I don't get into Scandal. It just doesn't, the storyline doesn't do, it's too much for me. It's just too much going on. But I like How to Get Away with Murder. It's more my speed. And I can't wait to see that tomorrow. I'll be watching that. So, man, it'll be a very busy day tomorrow.
Well, I know what's going on your timeline then.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be seeing me go in. My timeline be lit up. I try not to spill my timeline in the superhero shows, because it's hard, and I type that without sport. You can spoil too much of that. It's like, oh, so I'll try not to do too much of that. But, nah, I mean, it's really good at doing some really good stuff with it. But, okay, so I got some more. Okay, speaking of us being in the media and whatnot, oh, my God. Marshawn Lynch. I got to talk about this guy for a second. Marshawn Lynch for the Seattle Seahawks. He was running back for the Seattle Seahawks. This guy is driving me insane. Now, of course, according to your contracts, you must, especially if it's during Super Bowl, you must talk to the media. You had to talk to the media. It's part of the contract. It's part of the package of things you got to do for the Super Bowl. And Marshawn Lynch has never really been a person who likes to talk to the media in the first place. So, The NFL threatened to fine him heavily if he decided not to show up to media day. So he didn't want to show up to media. So he didn't want to get fined a hefty price tag. So he decided to go to media day. And his answer to every freaking question was, or Tuesday's broadcast of interviews with him, it was, I'm here so I won't get fined. 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 He said that a number of 29 times probably, and that was his answer to every question. Yes. So, just so you thought that was enough, today's level of stuff from him was every time people asked him a question was, you guys know why I'm here. I mean, yeah, it's funny, but it's not funny to well. Like, it's like, come on, guys. It's like, seriously, have some integrity with your career. If this guy's not going to answer your question, why the heck do you even bother? Skip out on it. Don't interview him. Simple as that.
And
maybe
I was
like,
he's gonna say something different.
Yeah, I mean, he's not gonna say nothing different because that's his way of standing out because he's forced to speak to the media and he doesn't want to, so he's gonna keep doing this. It didn't say what you had to say; he just had to speak to them. So he's found a little loophole around that, but. As far as I look at it, Seattle Seahawks win on Sunday, and Marshawn Lynch has a great game. Let's say that he's an MVP. I've been hearing this all week, and I agree. When he comes to the podium, don't say one freaking word to his behind. Move that mic so far away from him, because if he don't want to talk, then cool, don't let him talk. Don't go up to him, especially don't go up to him at a shining moment. Walk the heck away. Like the media is not, I mean, yeah, the media, some people in the media do some shicey crap, but dude, if you're not doing nothing wrong, then just speak. Say something here and there. It ain't got to be these long, outwinded conversations, but say something here and there. Man, let people know that you're human. That's all I want to say nothing. That's part of the package of being a famous figure. You have to deal with the media.
You can also say no comment.
Yeah, he could do that, but
it's better than I'm just here so I won't get fired.
Yeah, or I mean, you guys know why I'm here.
I don't have an answer
to that. Like,
I don't have an answer to that right now.
To just give a simple answer that's concise.
I don't want
to give a quick,
people.
Simple answer. Like, if he asks you, so what are you planning to do for the game? I'm planning on showing up and having a good game. Something like that. Give a simple, straightforward answer. I'm pretty sure they're going to be satisfied with it. Yes, some in the media, because that's our job. We're going to ask you a follow-up question for that. But you guys just know how to handle it. And they're not asking you, if you ain't got no baggage they're coming to you about, then relax. Simple as that. Don't have any baggage, then you not have nothing to worry about. Just answer the questions and not get out of your face. Because they're not coming at you because you did something negative. They're coming at you to get your opinion because you're supposed to be one of the big keys to the team. So stop acting such an enemy. Like, I really want to know what really happened to this dude. Something happened to him before with the media that got him so shooken up that he hasn't wanted to speak since. And we're going to find that out within the coming weeks of what's been going on with that. We're going to find out. All right. What we're going to do, y'all, we'll go to another music break. If we come back, we'll chop it up some more with you guys. Right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. We back.
Keep it. one more time. Say you want me, the girl won't be alright. I wanna get louder and higher and say my name all night. Yeah. Are you down to ride? Are you down to ride?
Back. That was a slight technical difficulty there for a second.
All
right, we got about 15 minutes. Oh, my God. I said, I'm like, what the heck? Come on. I'm over here talking. I'm talking to my goddamn self. Oh, my God. See, how I have a high-pitched moment with myself sometimes. We're going to pray for myself. You know, I'm praying for. I'm sitting here. I'm talking to myself on freaking me. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, oh, duh. But we're back on Life After Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. Got about 14 minutes up of the show. I got some five things I want to get off my chest. Some hot mess stuff. That, so do's and don'ts. Because it is getting hot out of here. You know what that means, JoJo.
I didn't know.
When it gets hot, certain people want to start wearing less clothes. So, it's time for me, as the asshole I tend to be from time to time, I'm going to tell you, yes, you people out there of Radio Land, how to dress accordingly. Because I know it's hot, but that don't mean certain some of y'all need to be doing whatever. And I know that it's still kind of winter, but that don't mean that you need to have a mixture of spring and winter clothes on. Example, it's hot outside. I better not see your ass at them snow boots when I come outside today. If I see you in snow boots, I'm a client. Don't have on snow boots. Simple as that. Don't have no snow boots on. I'm coming for you to do it. I know some of y'all going to try it. Some of y'all wear snow boots in the summer. Why? I don't know. Snow in us in Texas. Y'all ridiculous. People are asking for snow. Oh, another thing. Wear stuff that fits on you. What's that fits on you? I think that's self-explanatory. I need to go in and break down on that. Wear something that fits on you. And second off, this isn't necessarily the clothing itself, but this is more so about how to take care of yourself. Not as hot, you need to do more stuff to take care of yourself hygienically. That means you're going to put on some extra deodorant if you need to. You better get ready to wipe your face with a damn towel or something. Make sure you take a good bath or shower so that you're not smelling funky, because that heat does expose funk. It will do it. And there you go. Now, those are just a few of the things you can do for your guys as well. Anything you'd like to add to that list, JoJo?
Oh, God. Do not try to squeeze into some clothes that do not fit you.
Yes.
I saw some lady at Walmart on Monday, and my homeboy could not stop laughing because it looked like her lower body was trying to swallow those pants whole.
It was like a parachute.
It was leopard print leggings. And
oh, Lord, I know where this is going.
I agree with it. Her body just didn't agree with it. And I
it's
up
in a cute
he
leopard.
To,
it was like a big ass leopard.
It was an oversized leopard. My homeboy had to take me down another aisle because I couldn't control myself. I was about to say something. He had to take me down another aisle. She was like, no, you need to be nice. And then we saw some grandpa in there. Poor grandpa. He had on a cowboy hat and, like, those miner's clothes. So, oversized overalls. That's some boots.
Yeah, he don't know no better.
Nah, he knew what was going on because...
I ain't the skinniest of people, but one thing I will not allow myself to do. I just can't allow myself. I'm like, I pray every day. I'm like, God, please don't ever let me get that big. To the fact that you are in your 20s, and you got a pout. You got a midsection pouch. Does not look flattering. And especially as a man, that really looks awkward. Like, how do you have a pouch?
I don't know.
And so when they got through the dude, they got to lift up the pouch. Like, the heck?
Ew.
Okay, I'm done. I don't even want to get too descriptive on that. So I think I might get sick just thinking about it. But
I'm already getting
seriously,
sick.
Man.
In other news, the Rockets won tonight. The Houston Rockets won.
Oh, they beat the Mavs.
They won 99-94.
Oh, my God. The Mavs have officially lost 4 games in a row now. This is not good. This is not good. F your Rockets. I was expecting some good news. The Mavs won tonight. F your Rockets. How about that?
No, I love my Rockets. Now, the Texans, I don't care. I don't care. I do not support them. I don't care about them. I could care less if they win, lose, go to hell. I don't care. But my Rockets won. I reposted it on Facebook. I'm very excited.
It's a bad day in the world right now.
Shout out to Ludacris. He got full custody of his daughter. Congratulations. I saw that on Facebook, too.
I'm upset right now.
The world is just happy about this. You sent me the link to Kevin Anthony's page, and I went, I liked it. I hit him up and told him I liked his song or whatever. And he asked me how I heard it. I told him that you had it on the little break thingy. And he said he's honored that you play it.
Oh, man, come on. He's always playing music so here. I'm about to throw an aluminum can at him. He knows good and well we play in this year. I'm not for much of a dude. Anyways, before I go throwing a little can at Kevin, and I'm still making my Mavs lost. So, right.
Matter of fact, let me go to my page because I reposted that on my page. That's what they said about your Mavs. Drunk people, children, ladies, all the truth. No, not that one.
Why are you looking for that story? Oh,
it says Houston Rockets win, beat the Mavs 99-94. Houston forces a down season, high 24 turnovers.
We do a segment on here called Totally.
Congratulations to my Houston Rockets. Congratulations.
We do a segment here called a totally biased sports moment where I'm very biased about my sports team, and you just made me have to, you know, I'm glad you reminded me to go with them about this because I'm really passionate. My Cowboys, we come with a vengeance next year. Y'all have pissed off the wrong team. Pissed the wrong team off. Super Bowl's here, got to get through it. New England, lose, because that has been the nature of the craziness. New England is a lose. There's the flake gay stuff getting out of hand. You got people in the freaking restroom and all that trying to flake balls and all. And this is out of hand. And it's every time these fools are in something. I'm going to go in about this forever because they're always cheating. But I have let you know this.
You know what?
LA
always cheats. I do not like the Lakers. I cannot stand them. They are cheaters. Their refs are corrupted. I don't care what anybody
else
has to say.
I'm talking about the Patriots, but I hate the Lakers just as much.
I don't care about the Super Bowl. I'm ready for that to be done with.
I hate the Lakers just as much, but when it comes to basketball, I agree. I hate the Lakers. I despise the living daylight time up. The only thing I like is the colors. That's about it.
I love my Rockets. I'm very proud of them.
No. I don't like, I despise them too. They're on my ish list right now too. The Mavs are going to whoop everybody's behind at this All-Star break for all the stuff we had to go through. So y'all
just
woke up a sleeping giant. All right, see, I don't need you to watch it.
Die Hard Rockets, man. Most of my shoes, I've had some kind of Rockets, in my shoes. The Rockets jersey.
Yeah.
My Rockets shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to take your Rockets jersey, your Rockets panties. She's probably just a fanatic. This crazy woman probably got Rockets panties. Take them too. Throw them in the trash. Let's see.
Ooh,
got
that's a
red,
good idea. I should go get some airbrush with the Rockets on it.
No, I want to give you an idea. The idea was to give you, if you got some, throw them away. Not go get some.
No, but I'm going to go get some. Now you just gave me a perfect idea. I'm going to get me some little light shorts and have the Rockets spray painted on the back. Ooh, that's my next shoot.
No, I don't want to see
Thank
it.
Thank you, Sadie.
It don't matter how good your pose might look, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to hate and say, this picture is ugly. I would just say ugly stuff because you want to do ugly stuff. I would say, oh, this picture is ugly. Who is that trashy model?
I got you.
So she wants to go there, guys. Oh, let me get off of sports because she's going to take it there immediately.
Oh,
and just... get mad.
I got you.
But shout out to your return. I ain't gonna go too much to it because, we talked about this when you were last on the show, we interviewed you. So I ain't gonna go into too much about that, about the behind the scenes and that. But as far as the real street shoot, I like it because you still brought that sexiness. I like it because one thing you love portraying your sensuality, but it felt more comfortable as I look at the pictures and versus before.
Because I didn't have a perverted old man telling me stuff I didn't want to hear.
You see, I was trying to be good and not put him on blast today, but I was gonna say that for another show. I wasn't gonna get too much into it, but yeah, she let the cat bag. I want to save it. I want to build up to it.
Aspiring to be a photographer, or you are being a photographer, do not tell the model all this nonsense, sexualistic stuff to get a good shoot out of it. It's not going to work. If that's the case, you just need to go and try to audition for porn. Do porn modeling. Don't do that
It's a difference of coaching a sexy look. But saying people know the difference. Like, come on, if we gotta coach you to what the difference is between coaching a sexy look and saying stuff to where it comes out inappropriate. I don't know what to say. There's no way in the world I'm gonna sit here and be able to coach you through it.
You gotta be professional. You can't just you need to get right there, and I'm gonna get on top of you, and then you don't expect it's not gonna.
Yeah,
go
see,
well.
That's different. That has nothing to do with coaching you. That has nothing to do with coaching. That has to do with perverted and different. Oh, I just want to get on top of you.
You need
like,
to,
oh, damn.
You got to learn
like,
how to talk.
Like, say for instance,
okay.
Let's say, for instance, you do a pose and you look really good. If we say, damn, y'all not gonna be offended. It's like you said, when you get taken to the other side and you say something like, "Ooh, I'm gonna come on, get on top of you," especially if you're the person that's shooting. That's gonna mess up the whole entire vibe. Some girls like that, but not all models like that. You got to be a professional vibe.
Some girls that don't know what they're doing in the modeling game like that, they think they're getting good attention. No, you are not getting good attention. That is not the way things should go. Get a new career. Find your new career. That's the kind of attention you want. Go look on back pages or something and find your porn career. You might do well on that.
I always say this all the time. You can say this stuff, but you can say stuff. You can compliment a model on her looking good or something. This is how and what you say. Like you said, like that. What that comment you said, he said, there's no clean way of saying that at all. Like, that has nothing to do with coaching you through a pose at all.
It doesn't make sense. I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't.
It's not coaching. It has nothing to do with coaching. That doesn't sound like coaching at all. But anyways, we get somebody calling. But people do. I want to throw something at y'all. So let me go check this fall line real quick. Got somebody for 989.
I told Kevin to call. He wants to know why you want to throw.
Let's see.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
what's
sir.
What's up, man? It's KA.
What's up?
I want to know why I'm getting aluminum cans thrown at me.
Oh, because I'm like, hold on, bro. I appreciate it. This fool, no, get him while we play his song over here, play his music over here. So, don't be over there acting brand new on the comments.
I know.
That's
man.
Why you get a little character on you.
Don't feel bad. He's just mad because Dallas lost to the Rockets.
Oh my God! Let it go.
This is not frozen. I will not let it go. I tagged you in it on Facebook. It is there forever. I'm sorry.
My Facebook don't work.
Facebook does work. I tagged you in it.
See, this is the beautiful thing about Time Live Reviews. You may have tagged me, but it ain't going to be on my page. Winning!
I'll just comment on your page. I'll comment on one of your posts.
No, JoJo, don't do that. I come compliment you all the time. I big you up, and you want to act ugly.
You said F my rockets. You can't throw an aluminum can at the guy. I like your music.
Hold on. If you're taking it out of context, bro, that came before the Mavericks call discussion. So she trying to spin it up and trying to make it sound like that's what the...
No. On the first break, I told you who's the song and who's singing it, so I like it.
Now you know we can go back and listen to the show and see when I said something. So I'll go back and tell you.
You said you was honored that you played this song, and you said I was throwing a aluminum can at him.
Yes, before the whole entire marriage thing, you said, "Oh, like your song," and you were telling what he was saying.
No,
I said, "I'm gonna throw a aluminum can at this man."
I'm saying you can't attack this person. I'm saying that you're getting upset because the Rockets won and the Mavericks lost.
That's
why
you want to go to the That's not why. The two unrelated things. You cannot. She is spitting this so hard. Oh, my gosh. You suck. But anyways, yes, man, we appreciate it. So we're going to definitely play
your
music, man.
You can say I suck all you want. My Rockets still won. That's all that matters.
I'm pump faking that one.
I just want to let you know that's a Kevin Anthony reference right there. Just to let everybody know.
I'm glad you caught what I was going with that.
Sure did. Y'all talking about
that. That was an insider. It was like.
Yeah, that went over JoJo's head. She don't get it.
No, JoJo's
winning.
Yeah,
because
she's still over there JoJo's in Rockets land. And her Rockets win. JoJo's winning. Steady is winning.
Yeah, the Rockets.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question.
JoJo, how many points did Grant Hill score on the Rockets? Let me see. Because
I
know you're a sportsman. You don't know? It's great.
I don't know. I've been on the show with Teddy right now.
Let me ask you a question. Isn't Grant Hill such a great player on the Rockets?
He's not on the Rockets.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
Okay, good one,
okay,
that was a good one. I knew
okay.
He was going with
just,
it all along.
I just want to see where you at.
Yeah, see, she was also
on
that
surgery. Gray Hill's not on the Rockets. I'll just have to
okay.
have they want.
All right, just making sure. Just wanted to see, you know. I'm just trying to see.
Grant Hill's white skin and behind is on another team. It doesn't matter. All that matters is my Rockets.
I just wanted to see if you was a Will Chamberlain fan on the Rockets, you know, because Will he'd be scoring a lot of points on the Rockets. So I just wanted
Grant
to see
Hill's
you
not
was a
on
fan.
The Rockets.
Is Will Chamberlain on the Rockets?
He's not on the Rockets.
You didn't know? Grant Hill's on
no,
the Rockets.
No, he's not.
He's
just
he's
because
benched,
I
though.
Got blonde highlights does not mean I'm a full-blooded blonde.
Listen, I'm let me ask you a question. So you didn't know that Grant Hill was on the Rockets, but you're a Rockets fan?
Grant Hill is not on the Rockets.
Says who?
Oh, my God. Says the NBA.
Okay. All right, now. I see you're an expert now, huh? You about to be on Open Access or whatever it is that they got on ESPN now?
No.
All right, now.
I'm just going to be on this one and doing my modeling and my day job. That's all.
Oh, okay.
And I'm retired.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah, she's done. Okay, we see you.
Right, okay now.
But,
you bad now, huh? Okay, you bad now. Look at you.
He never played for the Rockets, number one. I know that for a fact. And he's retired. You messing with me. I just said that you're one of my new favorite artists, and you messing with me. That's not good.
So wait. So you okay now. Look at you, you bad. You got some spunk to you. I like that. You got a little spunk to you. You might
Teddy,
have to get this one as
get
a co-host.
We're gonna have some problems. We're gonna have some
Teddy
problems
man.
Right
hey,
now.
Hey, Teddy man. Teddy, get your co-host, boy. She's a little spunky tonight.
I know. This is her first night as my co-host, and she come on acting a fool first night. Like, who does that?
Right. Man, who does that?
Really?
Jojo, listen,
Jojo, think of this. What would Grant Hill say about your performance tonight on the show?
I don't care.
What would Grant Hill say? What would the Rockets and Grant Hill say about your performance tonight?
Grant Hill is not affiliated with the Rockets.
I'm just saying, though.
He is not now, nor has he ever been affiliated with the Houston Rockets.
Listen, we all know Grant Hill, number 66, was on the Rockets. Now, what would he say about your performance?
He was not on the Rockets. He was on the Pistons, the Magic, the Suns, and the Clippers. He was not on the Rockets.
She Googled that one.
10 minutes ago, she was ready to say he was on the Oilers, so I don't know what she's talking about.
The Oilers is baseball.
Baseball.
The Oilers don't exist in Texas
anymore. That's not baseball. Oh, you messed
that's,
up.
Wait,
you messed
wow.
Up.
Wow.
Oilers.
We got you. Wow.
It's not football. It's not basketball. It's not soccer. Baseball.
We got to give you one of these.
No.
Get her.
The Oilers was a football team. Who's an expansion team? Who's expanded into who is now Titans and also the Houston Texans. Bam.
The Oilers are around long enough for anybody to care. Just like the Texans, nobody cares.
Bam.
Oh no, wait.
Hey,
yeah.
JJ
Watt's going
hard. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan all day long.
Yeah.
I don't care about football. If it's
JoJo's
football, I don't care.
We can tell JoJo's a Mark McGwire fan.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's a Houston Rockets fan.
Hey, he for the Astros. I mean, he's for the Astros.
Rockets.
Or he was. He dope with the doping.
I don't like baseball. It's boring. And so is soccer. And football is just annoying.
I'll be honest. I like baseball.
Talking about the Cowboys and the Texans. It's annoying.
I don't really get. I'll be honest about myself. I'm not going to sit here and fake. I watch baseball closer to when the playoffs are coming. So with the series and all the series and racial opinions happen, that's what I saw watching. Like, early in the season, it bores me to freaking death.
I don't watch it at all. I don't care. I'll watch the Rockets. I watch basketball, period. In general, I watch basketball with football and baseball.
JoJo.
I don't care.
JoJo does have to watch the Food Channel and get a kick out of it.
Oh, I do watch
the Food Channel. That's her highlight.
I love Emma Lagasse. Emma Lagasse has some real talent. I love that man. I met him before. He's awesome. I love him.
Listen. JoJo the type to lick her finger when she's reading a book on an iPad.
No, I actually read actual books. I don't do it from electronics. I get an actual book and read it.
You're the type to lick your finger to turn the page on an iPad book, huh?
No, no, no. I go to the bookstore and get an actual book.
Speaking of crazy, y'all are confusing the blonde.
Y'all are confusing the blondeness in my hair and think that I'm fully white. I'm just mixed with it. I don't have full-blown blonde moments 24/7.
It's only three times a day. Listen, I'm listening to audio books. Man, I listen to that one, the Superhead book in audio. First of all, it's a bad book to begin with. Second of all, listening to it in audio form, I'm like, do I got to really listen to this BS? Like, wow. You get bored, and you at the library, you just pick up something random. And you say, you know what? We're going to pick up this audio book. I'm going to see how this one sounds. And it's just out of line. Like, I'm cutting this off. Click.
Man, let me tell you what book you need to get. You need to get this book called Contagious. Man, that book is amazing. It's a marketing book.
I never heard of a marketing book.
Listen, JoJo. We're talking business right now. Listen, Joe, we talking business over here. I understand you don't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got your game right, you ain't got your game tight. But me and Shetty, we about this marketing business, all right? Me and Shetty, we in the game. You just out on the bench, you know what I'm saying, getting the water. So let us do what we got to do. I'm telling you, bro, there's like a...
You keep messing with me, you're not going to be my ringtone. I'm going to keep it at Ariana Grande, and I'm going to keep it at Prince Royce.
Man, ain't nobody trying to be a ringtone. I'm trying to be a man. But anyway, Shetty, let me talk to you for a second, dog. I'm talking to you, man. We're talking business. Y'all distracted me. Hold up. This book, Contagious. You have to get this book, Contagious. It'll teach you how to make things go viral, man. You have to get it. A professor from Penn State wrote it. It's amazing.
What's his name?
He don't even know. He's a professor from Penn State. And the book is Contagious. Google it, Sadie. No, I'm going to Google it.
Damn. I'm Robert. I'm Googling. Called Contagious. Why Things Catch On. Jonah Berger.
There's a video on YouTube of him giving it's like a Google uploaded a video of him speaking at an event that they hosted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Like, he basically explains the book. You know, talks about it obviously verbally, but the book goes into detail, like everything. It's amazing. Now you can't guarantee things will go viral, but there's steps to heighten the percentage of things going viral. It's amazing, dude.
Here's the thing. See, a lot of people like I'm gonna trip off of this. Like, it's a lot of great information out there. If some of these people they see it, they go read the book and they don't apply it. That's what drives me insane. It's like,
what'd you say,
the information is out there. Like, there's so much information out there for people to read like this. And these books that people are putting out to educate you, and then these people don't apply it. Like, it wastes so much time.
What do you mean?
It's not a waste of time writing it, because there are people who are going to use it. I'm talking about the people who buy it and read it and then don't apply it. I'm speaking of about those people drive me nuts. They have a bookshelf full of books like that, and they never apply these thought processes. Like, come on, man. Apply what you learn. That's what This is why I always say, like, school didn't necessarily teach you how to get a better job or whatnot. It teaches you how to study and understand something you truly love and how to be prepared for it. That's what
right.
basically means for me. Like, if you try to be in the music industry, you need to study about everything that is about the music business and all that.
Absolutely.
Radio, whatever. And people don't do that. They just think, they think school is like, don't just take, hey, I'm trying to get a degree. That's cool. But it's trying to teach you how to be prepared to research. That's the whole point, and how to research at a quick level and learn your craft, bam, like that.
Absolutely, man. It's hard. I mean, reading those books are great. It is hard to apply that stuff at times, though, man. But I don't know. If you take it step by step, I'm sure it'll work. I actually got the free version. I Googled a PDF version. So there's actually a PDF version of that book. So what I'm probably going to do is just take that, put it on my flash drive, take it to Staples, and have them print it out for like 10 cents or something. I ain't trying to buy the book.
I also like the tablets now and how they've evolved. The, you know, as far as like reading stuff digitally, it has become a better thing. The stuff to get a lot better because, you know, it used to be real cheesy how it was made, but now at all, they do it right now. It doesn't look corny. It's everything, the digital formats are getting way better now. And sometimes
right.
you get better stuff in digital format because sometimes, like, they'll have interactive videos embedded in there and stuff like that. So that's why I like the digital format sometimes. But, shoot, man, that's my last thought before we close it out. And, again, man, you know we got you, man. We play your stuff, man. You playing it. Matter of fact, we were just playing Pump Fake last week. On last week's show, if you
okay, who's that you see right now, Sunny Jay?
You know, I get that kind of reaction. It wasn't JoJo, it was a different person. And so, yeah, man, you know, we definitely show support. Like I never BS with you. I said, hey, we got you. We keep playing and stuff. Like, a lot of people
don't
tell you
right
that,
now.
But they don't really do it.
Right.
We don't got
Absolutely.
Him right now. He's on probation for a week.
Who? He's on probation for a week.
First of all, the week is over, man. The week is over.
Right.
We got that kid.
I'm about to put JoJo on discipline. She's being disobedient.
I'm sorry. I have to deal with it.
And give me. Appreciate you for kicking it with us. And definitely, man, you know, anytime, you know, you see topics we talk about, you want to chime in, you can do that, whatever. Monday through Wednesday, we have shows. Monday and Wednesday is when we do Life at Dusk, of course. Tuesdays, with the Glamour. And, man, yesterday's topic was wow. Yesterday's show topic was, because on Tuesdays, I'm more behind the scenes, and I'm more producer role there. So I kind of just, I let the ladies on Tuesdays do it. They've been doing that for 2 years now there. And it gets crazy. Like yesterday's topic, and some of the listeners submit topics. Yesterday's topic was, when is it too soon to give up the cookie? Oh, man. You had some stuff. And I was appalled. The women had more menace comments than the men. I was like, what? I gotta watch out. Y'all women out here something. That was 2015. They was like, sometimes when I see what I wanted, I'm gonna get it. I'm like, whoa. Okay, I wasn't ready for that. I was ready for these long drawn out 90 days. You know how that goes. But yeah, so definitely, man, y'all tune in every week. It's an all the shows. Y'all miss them, y'all can always listen back to them. So go check out Kevin Anthony. Kevin, let them know how they can go stalk you on Facebook, man.
Yes, sir. Facebook.com/IamKevinAnthony. Twitter me, please, @itsKevinAnthony. Instagram @IamKevinAnthony. Go get that new EP. It's out right now online. The new me just dropped a video, Pump Fake. So make sure you go check that out. Also, just dropped the new video for my four-part series documentary, The New Me. Episode 1 is out on YouTube, youtube.com/KevinAnthonyTV. Make sure you keep it like right here on Dusk After Dark with Steady J. And I am Kevin Anthony, so make sure you check with me online. You know what it is.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. All right, JoJo, let them know how they can stalk you before we go check out.
Nah, I don't want no more stalkers on Facebook. I got enough of them.
Yeah, well, I know you got Instagram, whatever you want to share. You got
to
show your Facebook.
Let's see. What
okay, well, let them know.
Hold on. I'm trying to get the link. Hold on. I don't have it memorized like that. Ask me these questions. I don't got to memorize.
You be having an extra, you got the extra long name. I remember I first started following you. I was like, man, his name is long. Lucky I got a great memory. It took me a couple of tries.
Y'all, you're talking about my name, because I have my government name and I have my daddy's last name. And I got my nickname.
No, on your Instagram?
Oh, no, my Instagram is Southwest JoJo. That's, like, simple.
Oh, I'm about to say, good guy. You think it's harder than me. That's what was asking. What's your Instagram?
Instagram, so it's JoJo. I'm saying my Facebook. I don't have that. It's too long for me to remember.
Oh.
They're just going to have to go to your page and then try to fire mine and stalk it like that.
Instagram. Okay, so Instagram is
Southwest
JoJo.
SW.
So
SW
JoJo.
J-O. One word.
Man, I'm glad you simplified it. Everybody used to be extra long. I used to get mad. Like, I ain't going to remember this, man.
I was like,
Oh, boo. Twitter. Yeah, come on. We going to be lame. Don't give up on Twitter. Don't give up on Twitter quite yet.
I got tired of getting on it. I got bored of it. I focus on Snapchat. What is my Snapchat?
Well, follow me and Kevin, and we'll make sure that you won't be bored on Twitter. There you go. Bam.
I'm already following you on Twitter. I don't know if I want to follow Mr. Kevin because he's trying to throw shots at my blog.
I'll open his mic back up because you over here talking trash.
You're talking like you're crazy.
You see what happened in Ohio? You see what happened to that girl in Ohio on the Cleveland bus? You didn't see it? She got uppercutted? Yeah, I know you saw it. This happened a couple years ago.
I know somebody. Yeah. They made some man. They were making so many funny videos
off
of that
month.
Listen,
if you have not, listen, Google, go to YouTube and type in "girl gets uppercutted on bus." I guarantee you, after you see that video, you will never speak to a man the same way again.
It was like a bus driver.
The update. Did you see the update of that? Like they interviewed her and they said that she felt like she was on Mortal Kombat, like she was like finishing him. She said she would she would never act like that again.
My favorite one was Street Fighter. They had the Street Fighter music, and when he came with that, I'm like, I can't. Y'all play too much, man. You two find too much time to play around, like.
I'm not going to do that one.
Jay was messing the heck out of that video. I remember that much. But we rolling out, people. To see y'all on Monday's show.
I'm going to post that one.
Definitely, man, enjoy the weekend. I'll let you guys know on Monday what hot mess I see as usual. Alright, we out. Peace.